Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Syria, another pocket of hundreds of opposition fighters and civilians evacuated from eastern Ghouta, part of a negotiated withdrawal in resistance against Russian-backed government-allied forces. This unidentified man said they were forced to hand over their land, he said, due to the shelling and destruction. A spokesman for the jihadist group Jaish al-Islam accused the government of trying to change the demographic balance by forcing out locals and replacing them with allies. Amin Saikal is an analyst at Australian National University.
I wouldn't be surprised at all, and I think obviously the Assad government's strategy is to do whatever necessary in order to kill any form of insurgency against it. And if that means that relocating the population, I think one could expect it to do so.
Moscow and Damascus said the Eastern Ghouta campaign was necessary to halt deadly rebel shelling of the capital. Saudi media reports say a fragment from a barrage of ballistic missiles fired into Saudi Arabia, allegedly by Iran-backed Yemeni Houthi rebels, has killed one person, wounded two in Riyadh. Rebels have fired a number of missiles into Saudi Arabia since late last year. More than 100 Nigerian girls recently released by the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram have been reunited with their parents after their abduction in February. Five died in captivity. One remains in the hands of Boko Haram after she reportedly refused to convert to Islam. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday President Trump has no intention of backing down on his plan to impose $60 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. Mnuchin said Mr. Trump wants free and fair reciprocal trade.
I think we've been very clear in what we want, and they understand that. President Xi, Liu He have acknowledged that our shared objective is to reduce the trade deficit. So, as President Trump said, we're not afraid of a trade war, but that's not our objective.
China has warned the U.S. to pull back from the brink and has threatened to retaliate, targeting U.S. agriculture, something that concerns Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa.
If we want to close up trade deficits, we need to do it in a smart manner. And let's allow American agriculture to close that gap. Let's open up additional markets, not close them off to agricultural goods.
Ernst said China purchased $14 billion in American soybeans in 2016, including 60% of Iowa's soybeans. Former Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont has been arrested, held in Germany, after Spain's Supreme Court ruled he and more than two dozen others would be tried for rebellion, embezzlement, and disobeying international arrest warrants. Monash University analyst Carlos Uxo said Puigdemont, who has been in exile in Belgium, appeared to get some bad legal advice.
In Germany, there is a crime similar to what he is asked for. Spain is trying to sue him for, and the rebellion that in Germany has another name, so probably he will be extradited to Spain. So there was a problem in the legal advice that he received.
In Barcelona, the detention sparked a protest among tens of thousands of exiled former leader supporters. If extradited, Puigdemont faces up to 25 years in prison for organizing an illegal independence bid last year. Egypt began voting today in an election widely assumed to give President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi another four-year term in office. Sisi has a single challenger, Mustafa Musa, who had been a Sisi backer before joining the race. The election lasts 3 days with official results expected on April the 2nd. In France, hundreds turned out for a church service for the victims of Friday's hostage-taking in Trèbes. Four were killed, three wounded in the attack on a supermarket claimed by the Islamic State. The attacker, a Moroccan-born French national, was also killed. Among those honored was a slain senior police officer who exchanged himself for a woman being used as a human shield. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.